been Block Grant Week across the country and here in Quincy as well. So the Community Development Director, Sean Glennon, is back in his official capacity as director. And joining him is Kate Tenney from the Office of Healthy Homes. So who's running the planning department, guys?
It's a well-oiled machine.
I'm sure it is. Worry about it. Good to see you again, Sean.
Thank you.
You were just here recently for the Quincy Lions Club. Great to have you for that. And Kate, I think the first time on this program, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. But not first time here at QATV.
No,
we love your Office of Healthy Homes podcast.
Thank you.
That's
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
I love doing it. It's so much fun just talking about our program and spreading the word. Awesome.
We're going to learn a little bit more about it today, so stay tuned for that. But Sean, as I mentioned, Community Development Week, is it always the first week in April?
It's the week after Easter.
Week after Easter, whenever that happens.
Right, and that's intentional because that's when Congress is on recess.
Okay.
And it provides an easier opportunity, generally, for members of Congress to visit projects locally, and which is why we have an event scheduled this week with Congressman Lynch and Mayor Koch, which hope we can talk about a little later.
I'd love to talk about that. But first, maybe a little history lesson about community development. The Block Grant Program and what the week itself is.
Yeah, so CDBG is a national program. It's administered by the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development through a congressional allocation. It's been running since 1975, so actually this summer we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the program, which has flown by for those that have been involved since the beginning. It's amazing that the program has lasted this long, but that's really a testament to the program itself.
Yes.
And it's also a testament to the advocacy that happens, and CD Week is a huge part of that.
Yep.
CD Week is a time to really to celebrate the projects that happen in the city, our partnership with community centers, other city departments, all the work that we do with nonprofits, but also an opportunity to showcase projects to the congressman and to celebrate events with the mayor and really just to help advocate and again, showcase projects in an effort to raise awareness of the program and again, try to promote additional funding if possible.
Well, that's always the goal, right,
is
to try and get more funding. So block grants, what's a block grant?
Well, in our case, it's considered a block grant because it's given to the city basically as a lump sum.
No strings.
No. Well, there are strings.
There are strings.
And that's why it's called an entitlement program, but it really just means that the city's entitled to apply for the program and to receive the money.
It's no guarantee.
It's not a blank check and there's no guarantee. No, right. It actually starts with a 5-year consolidated plan. So it's a 5-year sort of forecast of what the community needs are that involves a pretty in-depth community assessment that's done every 5 years. That leads to a set of priorities and goals that we outline and then it's broken down into annual action plans throughout that 5 years.
Okay.
That plan, the 5-year plan plus the annual plans have to be approved by HUD prior to the start of the program year, which for us is July 1st, we model the city fiscal year. And if approved, then the allocation that's entitled to Quincy will then be essentially brought into a line of credit, which then the city pays the bills, and then we basically draw from this federal line of credit.
So,
but it's not a you know lump sum check that just comes to the city. It's a pretty involved, in-depth, and very time-consuming process.
I'm sure, which is why we need someone like you full-time on it basically all year long, right?
No, it's a great job. I think it's the best job in the city, frankly.
Yeah.
Giving money to local nonprofits and other departments to provide a better quality of life for low-income residents and seniors in the city.
Yeah.
It really doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, how much does the city typically get?
Typically $1.7 million in that range,
okay.
But it does fluctuate. It's gone, the highest we've ever received in 1 year is $2.4 million back in 2004.
Wow.
And money went a little bit further, or dollar went further
certainly.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, our allocation back in the late 70s was about $1.7 million.
Is that right?
So hasn't really changed all that much. And the reason being is that while the federal allocation has actually doubled in the amount of money that Congress allocates to the program, the number of communities that have become eligible have grown exponentially.
Okay.
So the funding really hasn't kept up with the number of communities that are eligible, and that's why we're kind of where we were back in the 70s.
Gotcha. Yeah. Can you give some examples of what the grant money has been used for in the past year at Quincy?
Yeah, so we spend money towards infrastructure, street and sidewalk improvements in low-income areas. We provide money to community centers. Housing at Community Center is one of our agencies. Mm. Quincy After School Child Care. We fund part of the senior transportation program through the Council on Aging.
Okay.
And so we just kind of look across the board. Maria Drost is a recipient for the Bills in Mainspring, QCAP. So pretty much any local nonprofit, with the exception of a few that see the process as a little bit cumbersome, and it is. It's a very involved process, but it's it's on purpose. It's meant to be. You know, these are federal funds. You know, we're sort of the fiduciaries, and we need to make sure that it's used properly. And so some agencies just say, you know what, I'd rather try to get the money somewhere else. But for those that do go through the process, it's very flexible. And
A lot of these organizations that you're talking about are small volunteer organizations, maybe have one or two full-time people, and probably just don't have the resources to dedicate to that process.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And so, you know, the flexibility is wonderful, but there's something that comes with that. And, and that's usually the sort of the strings that are attached with the application process.
Right.
The reporting and requirements.
So the week itself, so has Quincy gotten a grant every single year the program's been in?
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah, 50 years. And so over $100 million now.
Wow.
Over the past 49 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
gone to very good use.
That's pretty substantial. It's like a third of the city budget, really.
So. And what's nice about it, too, is that it's not, there's no set deadline of when you have to spend the entire thing.
I see.
About a 6 or 7 year, you know, time frame of when that grant, particular grant, has to be spent.
Oh.
But we can carry over funds from one year to the other. So
okay.
If we want to fund something big, like, you know, the purchase of St. Boniface Church down in Germantown,
which is
down in the mid 2005-2006, converted that to the Germantown Neighborhood Center. You know, we paid for that through CDBG funds.
Okay.
The creation of the music clubhouse in the center down there.
It's very popular.
The Bob Donald Teaching Kitchen, which we have there. That was through the program. And then most recently, our biggest one was the creation, the construction of the radiology suite at Manning Community Health Center, which is just, I can't say enough about that project. Our partnership with Manit is really next to none. CDBG actually created Manit Community Health Center back in 1978, which I don't know how many people remember that. I wasn't around then.
Nor was I. But
it's a great history. And the fact that Manit is still around today, which is really amazing, is that Manit is believed to be the oldest, especially the House Next site, the oldest continuously operating CDBG-funded project in the country.
Really?
In the country, Joe.
In 50 years.
In 50 years. So, and Manit turns 45 this year.
Yes.
And so unless there's another project across the country that's that's more than, you know, between 46 and 50 years old, which we haven't found one, Manit holds that record. And
that's
so we're hoping to celebrate them this June. We'll be hosting the National NCDA Conference in Cambridge.
Mm.
Actually, it's the first time in over 20 years that a National NCDA Conference has been in New England. And so we're hoping to do a session with Manit and kind of celebrating that milestone, hopefully having Peggy O'Connor come by as one of the original partners with that program.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that really is. So is Kate's Office of Healthy Homes funded through CDBG grants?
It is.
It
is part of the Department of Planning and Community Development.
Yep.
So Community Development is a division, and then within that division is the Office of Healthy Homes.
Okay.
But in addition to the CDBG program, the home program, which they administer, there's also a LEAD program, which is huge. And that's a competitive program. It's not an entitlement program, which means every 3 years we have to apply for that competitively throughout the state, or throughout the country, I'm sorry. I'm happy to say that Quincy has just been a recipient over the past 4 years, and ours has become a national model, thanks to Kate and the team at Healthy Homes. So Sherry Zoe, Jane Barry, and Joyce Jang, they've just really come a long way in a very short period of time.
It's amazing.
It's a wonderful program, wonderful office.
And obviously it has direct, you know, impacts on regular residents of the city, especially the lead abatement program, for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Low-income individuals, seniors that need, you know, new windows, siding, you know, roof repair. We just can't stress it enough that this program is available to, you know, low-income folks, but to seniors, they're considered essentially an entitlement subpopulation. So it's a pretty easy application that the office will work with folks, and if people need it, you know, like I said, a new roof, siding, windows, we'll do everything soup to nuts.
Right.
You know, help you through the application process, but then it's not up to the owner to bid the job or pay the contractor.
Nope.
We do that in-house. We pay the bills. You know, there is a lien put on the property so that when the house is sold or transferred, that's when it would trigger repayment. This is it's a no-lose, you know, win-win-win program, which is not that very common in a lot of places.
No, and there are a lot of old homes in Quincy. It's an old city, certainly, right, Kate?
Yeah.
So how long have you been involved with the program, first of all?
So I just started in June, so I'm just coming up on 1 year.
Okay.
And I've learned so much this past year about not only what LEAD is, but all the programs that we have available in Quincy, which is crazy, trying to spread the word just to let people know how good this program is. And a lot of people, when they come to our office, they're like, oh, what's the catch? Like, this program is too good.
Too good to be true. Right?
And we're like, there is no catch.
Right.
Like, we'll come in, we'll do the LEAD inspection. We have licensed contractors available, bid it out, and you know, you'll even, with the LEED program, get a tax credit at the end too, which is people love to hear that.
Okay, all right. So who is eligible, Kate?
Yeah, so for our LEED program, eligible applicants can include if your house is built before 1978, if you have a child under the age of six or a child that frequently visits under the age of six, and if you follow our income limits, which can be found on our website.
Okay, which you have a separate website actually just for the office, right?
Which
is accessible.
Yeah, it's theofficeofhealthyhomes.org. There you can find the podcast, our income limits, all of our programs and where to apply, as well as some information about LEED, the hazards to your family and your children, and just some information about our programs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, what are your other programs besides LEED abatement?
Yeah, so we have our housing rehab program, which provides up to $30,000. That is in the form of a 15-year, 30-year, or deferred 0% interest loan.
Okay.
It has the same application as the LEED, and almost the same process. We'll go in, we'll do an HQS inspection, which is a housing quality standards inspection. it will check for any hazards in the house to make it safe and livable. And then we also have a first-time home buyer program. And we recently upped our limit for down payment assistance from $20,000 to
$40,000.
Right, so in the house, price point limit is about $546,000.
Okay.
And that is eligible to surrounding communities such as Quincy, Braintree, Holbrook, and Weymouth.
Okay, and there are income guidelines for that also?
Yes, all of the programs have the same income guidelines.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah.
Lots going on for sure, John.
Definitely.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm sure it's one of the busier departments, I'm betting.
It really is. And I want to thank Kate in particular for her role in really bringing this position to the next level.
Yes.
You know, with the podcast and all the outreach that's being done, all the tabling events, the community center programs that she and the team attend. That's really what it's all about. It takes a lot of work.
I think you were at Lunar New Year,
We were.
Yes.
Lunar New Year, August Moon Festival.
Sure, yeah.
Going to be at the YMCA Healthy Kids Day.
Okay.
So we definitely love being out in the community, supporting the community, and also we have a lot of community ties. So we love just supporting the fellow local nonprofits in the area.
Sure. So CD Week, Sean, lots of events planned every single day next week.
Yeah,
right?
13 events. This is one of the most robust program calendars we've had ever. I want to thank Kay for her effort. This is her first year, helping me put the calendar together. Obviously, want to thank our local partners, certainly QATV as well, and helping us spread the word and assisting with the podcasts as well that Kate does. So yeah, 13 events at 5 locations throughout the week, about 10 different sort of offices or nonprofits that we're working with. So like I said, a very robust calendar. A lot of work, a lot of programs that are being featured for seniors, and that's in particular, it actually comes back to the event that we'll be having with Mayor Koch and Congressman Lynch. It's it'll be a tour, a walking tour of the Four River Clubhouse down in Quincy Point, which has been a city-owned community center for a long time. The city of Quincy has invested $1 million of CDBG funds into the renovation of that project now. So we're about at the halfway point in terms of allocating or expending those funds.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to kind of showcase what's happening down there, bring the congressman along to see what's been done so far, what needs to be done.
Yep.
So you can see those dolls in action. So given the event, the focus on that clubhouse and the senior programs that are going there, it seemed to make sense to kind of focus on some of those programs. So kicking off this Monday down at the Four River Clubhouse, we've got 10:30 aerobics class, and that's in partnership with the City's Council on Aging. At 11:30, down at the Housing Act Community Center, Community Council-funded program, the Senior Luncheon with Bingo and Scrabble, Cynthia Antonopoulos down there. And then from 3 to 5, also at the Housing Act Community Center, will be a children's cooking class. Cynthia does an amazing job.
Yes, she does.
Down Housing Act.
Yes, she
it's
does.
Such a close-knit community.
It's a labor of love for her, I know.
It really is. And such a well-run program down there that this runs the gamut, as you can see, you know, seniors and kids, right. You know, trying to provide those opportunities for everybody.
So these are all open to the public, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. We want people to come and see, you know, these programs in action and see your CDBG dollars at work.
Yeah, and where can folks find the calendar of events somewhere listed publicly?
That is on the website. So if you go to quincyma.gov and then go to planning and community development,
it's there.
That's probably the easiest.
Okay, or go to one of these events and it'll probably be there as
Absolutely.
Well, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, we have an exercise class at the Kennedy Center, 9 o'clock there, at 10:30, strength training, same place, Kennedy Center, and then at 12:30, chair yoga, which has become a very popular event.
You know, actually, it has.
It really has. Yeah. It's because it's less strenuous, but also very effective for those that might not feel as comfortable or might not be as mobile.
Right.
You can still get some great exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
By doing
that. So you can still participate
absolutely.
Even if you're not as limber as we all used to be.
Wednesday, I am very excited about a preschool vision screening that we'll be doing down at the Quincy Housing Authority. This is actually a partnership between our department, the Quincy Housing Authority, and the Quincy Lions Club, and it kind of harkens back to what I was talking about when I was here last.
Is
the Lions Club has two cameras, vision screening cameras, spot vision cameras, in partnership with the Masons and this national program called Lions Kidsight USA. It's a camera. It's essentially a big Polaroid camera-looking thing, which has flashing lights and sounds. And for children aged 3 to 6, it can pick up 7 vision ailments.
It's tremendous.
Just by taking a picture, and there's no direct contact. It's taking a picture of their eyes and. There's a printer that's connected to it, and it will print out a summary on the spot of what's happening. So what if it's a pass, then great, then the parents know they passed.
Right.
If they failed one of the 7 screenings, then they get a summary of what it is, and we encourage them to get a full comprehensive exam with a license.
Yes, that's April 3rd, 11 to 1 at the Quincy Housing Authority.
Right, that's down at 26 Figurehead Lane, down the Snug Harbor area.
Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left.
Sure, so 1 o'clock that day, chair yoga down at the Forward Clubhouse, a couple of events down at the Kennedy Center, and then a tabling event that Kate has set up at the Thomas Crane Library, if you can talk about that for me.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be sitting at the Thomas Crane Library at 10 o'clock. We're going to be there in between the different programs that moms are going to be bringing their children to. We always like to entice them with a little bit of like a pen or a little goodie there.
Oh, I've got a goodie bag here, actually.
Bring them over to our table.
You can get a Frisbee.
Yep. Frisbees, sunflower seeds, pens. The pens are super popular.
Notepads. Yes, okay.
And while they're there, we'll chat about our LED program or the different programs that we have at the office and just spreading the word if they know of someone who could benefit from our programs as well, because we have these resources, so might as well work to help them out.
We're out of time, unfortunately. Chad, I know the tour at the clubhouse is not open to the public with the mayor and the congressman. However, media will be there and folks will be able to see it in the very near future
right
after that happens. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity to learn about the Office of Healthy Homes and to spread the word about CD Week as we have done every year.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Love being here.
Justin.